Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I've got a couple of different articles in the show notes that suggest that, well, end users quite simply don't care about security, or maybe they worry about it and they do nothing about it. And I've often said that we in the security industry have to make it easy for people to do the right thing. We make these policies that inhibit users from doing useful things, in the name of security. We don't offer them any alternatives, and we don't really communicate with them about it. We just we leave them to their own devices, and of course they come up with ways around stuff. And one of the things that happens is, and I've seen this in my engagements with customers, is I see people using things like Dropbox or Gmail or whatever, Gmail, because the corporate systems that the company makes available for people aren't useful for whatever reason. And so what ends up happening is that people actually just they do their own thing, and or they make it impossible for people to do something useful, and so of course they then find some other way around it. And the reality is that end users don't know what to do, and they maybe worry about it, but they're not given any guidance really. That's my experience with the situation. And so, so what do you do about it? Well, again, we in the security industry, wherever position we're in, whether we work for a vendor or we're, we work for an organization that's providing and we're tasked with providing information security or for our clients or customers, we need to make it easy for people to do the right thing. We need to make it easy for people to protect corporate data. We need to let them know what the policies are. I mean, I've even talked to organizations. It's like, at a corporate level, we may have defined an information security policy, but it's not well communicated. Most people don't know what it is, and we don't have any tools to enforce it. So we don't know, right? So really organizations are kind of, they kind of got themselves to blame for the situation, right? They're either making it difficult for people to actually get things done, or they're not even telling people what they're supposed to do, right? So people don't even have even people that are conscious about, protecting information security, it's like, they don't know what the rules and the policies are, and they don't even have a way to actually still get work done and yet actually protect corporate data and keep it off of other places it's not supposed to be. We need to make it easy for people to do the right thing. That's something I think Check Point tries to do with its product offerings. Not all of our customers, of course, implement all of those things, but from a vendor side, of course, we all have to make our solutions in such a way that it makes it easy for people to do the right thing. And we have to be able to define that and communicate that organizations have to be able to do that. That's why this is a problem, right? We're not doing enough as an industry really to engage with our users and let them know what we expect and provide them usable alternatives that actually allow them to do the things they need to do and yet protect corporate data. We're not doing that, and that's something we need to fix. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.